Good morning, dear Aurobilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. You are listening to Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. And today is Monday, 29th of December, and here it's cloudy and rainy, or it's more drizzling on 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today breezy with rain, and throughout the night we can expect considerable cloudiness and rain this evening followed by a shower in spots late. Temperatures between low of 23 to high of 25 with heat index on 27 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 24 km per hour with occasional gusts on 33 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 58%. Only 2 days sets us apart from the new year 2015, and let us overview the schedule for the events for the new year at the Matrimandir. On 31st, from 4:30 to 9 p.m., the inner chamber will remain open for Aurovillians and newcomers for their concentration on the last day of the year. From 5:30 to 8 p.m., the banyan tree will be lit with candles to welcome the new year. All are to maintain complete silence under the banyan tree and the Garden of Unity. Auroville guests are requested to carry their Auro cards with them. From 11 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. the inner chamber will remain open for the midnight meditation for Aurovillians and newcomers only. All are requested to be seated in the inner chamber by 11:45 p.m. Visitors are for concentration in Matrimandir as usual in the morning between 9 and 11:30 a.m. as per their respective bookings. And on 1st of January at 6 a.m. Aurovillians and newcomers are invited to gather silently under the banyan tree for concentration for the new year. Let it be symbolic for our collective aspiration for the manifestation of the true Auroville. Entrance is by the office gate from 5:45 a.m. And from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. we can hear Russian singing bells in the amphitheater. And Matrimandir wishes all Bon An and Happy New Year to all. And also on December 31st at 7 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, we are all invited to a prayer for peace with lighting of lamps followed by meditation. There will be also some more festive, more joyful celebrations as the one in Well Cafe, which starts at 6:30 with dinner, world food, and continue with the movie and with the dance. And there is also a new celebration at New Colors, which is an educational creative learning center situated in a peaceful, friendly environment in Eden Chavadi village. And their main service is to provide a free after-school support program for the village children. They welcome everyone for the New Year celebration at New Colors, because together we will be lighting candles with the children and making a bonfire. During the whole event there will be live music of Shiva Vatyam and Kaila Vatyam, and on the auspicious day they will pray to Lord Shiva for a wonderful New Year 2015. That will happen on 1st of January from 6 p.m. onward. Rally team informs us that 1 week cycle rally for environmental awareness that will take place from the 28th, which was yesterday, to 4th of January. From here to Saduragiri, Madurai. The beauty of the trip is that it will start on the World Soil Day, and that it has been organized by and for students below 18 years old from schools from the Auroville bioregion. They are proud to share that this is the 16th trip that has taken place over the last 10 years. In next years, they hope to include Auroville schools as well. If you happen to be on the road during these days, they hope you will recognize their rally and encourage students on this exciting event. This event is organized by the rally team, Satyamurti from an environmental education teacher Botanical Garden, Mutu Kumar from Botanical Garden, Shivaoli from Sire Transport Service, and Uma Ramaman from Pichandikulam Forest. And Auroville Ultimate shares with us the following joyful news, that in collaboration with Pudyaor, an education NGO in Chennai, Auroville will be hosting an Ultimate Frisbee Youth Camp in Dea Shakti from the 26th to 30th of December. It will be a 5-day intensive Ultimate Frisbee, art, dance and personal development camp whose aim is to bridge the gaps created by poverty, gender, caste, color and language. The main purpose of conducting this camp in Auroville is because Auroville itself is a much wider experiment that also aims at bridging the gaps. They hope Auroville can instill some of its ideals and the camp give them some insights. There will be 120 kids and 35 youth coaches from different states and backgrounds in India. This will also offer a great exposure for the Auroville kids to be able to meet other Indian children and learn about their lives, and for children from across India to be exposed to Auroville. It will also be a good way of building friendship and awareness of wider India. Arvel Ultimate thanks all of you who have helped. On Wednesday, 7th of January, at Cinema Paradiso Auditorium, a town hall from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we can see a presentation, Exploration on Consciousness, Who Am I? Through ancient spiritual truth seen in explored and modern-day language. A presentation on the non-dual perspective by Paul Smith from Netherlands. A presentation where science and spiritual truths are presented in the Vedas are seamlessly woven together in a light of an humorous way. Philosopher and comedian Paul Smith is a speaker in great demand for big corporate companies in Europe. His thesis in university was on the evolution of human consciousness, and he has written several books on philosophy and non-duality. At Gallery Square Circle Kalakendra, we can visit their resident artist Reiko Shimizu, a Japanese artist from Calcutta, until 15th of January. And at Center the Art Citadel, we can see photo exhibition of Lalit Verma, which was inaugurated past Saturday, and it will be on until 16th of January. At Vitanka Culture Center, on 3rd of January, we are invited to an inauguration at 6:30 p.m. of exhibition by Grace Through Column Eyes, which would be followed after light refreshment with 30 minutes dance performer. Paintings, collages, in an installation of archetypal column patterns that narrate and weave together stories of their origin, meaning and intention. Column is practiced by the Tamil women in South India as a long-forgotten syllabus still alive. It now is considered ephemeral art from made-up powdered dots and lines that are poured skillfully with the fingers intelligence into a visual or non-verbal language that has the ability to speak in the symbols. The column forms and shapes are universal and accessible to all humankind regardless of their religion, culture, tradition and race. Therefore, the column has tremendous potential to enact as a learning tool. We can find within the column a treasure house filled with riddles, numbers, sacred geometry, mandalas, yantras, tessellations, fractals, mantras, sound patterns, signs, animal and plant DNA structures, and so on. And the dance performance, Grace named Kokonalam, it will start at 7:30 p.m. Because as she's saying, Ko means aspiration from or for something long forgotten. Kona, angular, triangular, hill, mountain top as highest peak, and Lam, descent into earth matters, also the sound of the Maludara roots chakra. The three sounds of Kokonalam weave together with music, dance and animated projections of columns, stories of our archetypal woman throughout the time. On Saturday 2nd and Sunday 3rd of January between 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Arca, we can participate in a workshop, Mandala, Past, Present and Future, with which we can express the potential and entirety of our personality. After the exhibition in Kalakenda, Carla Cello decided to make a workshop because the mandala is a remarkable fusion of creativity and meditation that can facilitate exploration of our inner selves with different art techniques. A group experience which, through the movement of the body, expressive circle movement accompanied by music as inspired by the Rio Alberto system from Argentina, coloring mandalas and playing games together, allowing us to enter in deep contact with ourselves in a joyful and fun way, discovering the connection between the past and future. And from Rosa comes another invitation on Saturday 3rd of January, a transition call at ATB Hall from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for our ATB parents and children together. This is a kind invitation to all those parents who would like to come and participate with their children above 11 years old, and to all those kids from 11 years old onward who would love to have ATB session with their parents. Exploring in a playful and safe space the different aspects of your being, open to for surprises. Leaving behind what we know from each other and rediscovering ourselves again in this present moment. And ready to have fun and go deeper into our connections. If you are interested, please let know Rosa in advance at rosa@oroville.org. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m, there was screen meditation on Savitri, Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 1, The Symbol Dawn. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m, we can see an Indian drama, Water, made in India in 2013 by director Girish Malik. And tomorrow we can see an Italian comedy, A Five-Star Life, made in Italy in 2013 by director Maria Soletto Gnozzi. And on Wednesday, they wish us all Happy New Year. And the mother wrote, if you want peace upon earth, first establish peace in your heart. If you want union in the world, first unify the different parts of your own being. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.